not everyone in Europe appreciated to quite the same degree what they were getting. Not everyone was an Ibn Sina fan. And by the 15th and the 16th centuries, there was a really interesting divergence in terms of reaction to the book. You had a lot of very positive reception from people in medical schools, for example, from students and from scholars who really saw it as a way of absorbing the latest ideas in medicine, most in terms of diagnostics and in treatment. But for another group of people, it was also a book which was really there for attack. And the attacks were of three kinds. Come back to that in a minute. There were the traditionalists, and they were the people who felt that true medicine resides in Greek learning and that Avicenna had mistranslated the Greeks, that it in fact got Galen wrong. There was another group who felt that the Christian West, the largely Christian West, had very little to learn from somebody who was regarded as a non-believer. And remember, this was around the time of the Crusades, and just a few decades later, Arabs would be persecuted and expelled from Spain. And then there was a third group, and I characterize them as the experimentalists. And these were people who thought the book to be out of date, which by the sort of 1600s it was, because a lot of other advances had taken place. It was almost 500 years since Ibn Sina's time. And they argued that its methods of teaching, as well as some of the content, was in dire need of updating, and so it was no longer a reliable manual to be taught in elite universities. Interestingly, the critics, none of them banned the book or sought to have it censured. What they did do is that they published lots of commentaries alongside it, or they published their responses to it, but they wouldn't necessarily have the book banned. And I've got here some quotes from some of those respondents. This is one of the very interesting ones. The Arabs have taken all their knowledge from the Greeks, and like harpies, they've defiled all that they've touched. Here's another one. Among Avicenna's errors, I find this one very amusing, are legitimizing divorce, because divorce has always been permitted in Islamic law, and claiming that miracles have a natural explanation. How awful could that be?